today is not finish up the sugya. I want to do that tomorrow. I want to give people an extra day. But I just want to read the next Gemara. Very straightforward Gemara about the onesh of Shua Shav and Shua Sheker and other Averis, Kapara and Tshuva and the like. Minayim. Tana Rabban, Shus Ad Dayanim of Hebel Shana Nerm. Amrlo, Hevi Yodea. Shekol Olam Nizdaza. Whole world, now it's Kol Olam. Now is that all of Klal Yisrael, the entire world. Nizdaza, Bishor, Shoma, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Sinai, Otsis Hashem, Hashem Elokecha Lashov. Kol Averi Sheba Torah, Nehem Abohem Venake. Says Venake. V'kan Nehemah lo yenake. Chaver Shabbat Torah Nifrom Imenu. He gets punished. V'kan Imenu Mishpachtos. His whole family gets punished. Shenem al titin espicho lachati lachti es psorech. Em soro el krovo shenem al tzisal. Chaver Shabbat Torah Nifrom Imenu. He gets punished. The Kami Menu and the Kolol, the whole world gets punished. That's why the whole world trembled. Shenema, Olo the Kikesh. It's a pasuk in Hosea. Now, the Gemara in Kedushin, give me more Kedushin. Gemara Kedush, and what it quotes, let's see the Gemara Kedush, Daf Yud Gimel. It says, V'chol she'ene yodea b'tiv gitna Kedushin. Anyone who doesn't know, understand what he's doing, Masada Kedushin, which is a lot of people. Lo yehei sekimo. It's a very, gitna is one, the Kedushin is very serious business. People say, well, tell me in 3 minutes how to Masada Kedush. Okay. Omer Rabatzi, Omer Rav Yochanan, V'koshim la'olam yosem midor amabel. These people create greater problems to the world than the dor amabel. Shenema, Pazuk says, Olo v'kichesh, Ratzuach. So what averis are we talking about here? We're talking about Shvua, Olos is Shvua, and he denies Mama with a Shvua. Ratzoach, Ritzicha, Vagonov, and he steals. Vano'uf. And Ne'ifo. Znus, Partsuk. Vadomim, Vadomim, Nogu. And what the Potter continues saying, Al Kente Oval Ha'aretz, the world, it goes into Avedas, Umlau Kol Yoshebo, the Chayas Hatzod of Hashemayim, Gam Tegei Ayam Yehos, the whole planet Earth, including the animals, tremble at this. Il B'dor HaMabel, there was nothing on, there's no Gzeir on the Dogim, so it's worse than the Dor HaMabel. Okay, so, and it's a whole list of averis, the Gemara says. Here it's talking about Znus. I'm not sure, Shek. Al-Kain to Avil Aretz, Vilam Al-Kol Yoshim, Al-Chol Averis Shabbat Torah, Im Yesh Lo Tzchus, Tolu Lo Shnayim, U'Shlosha Doros. He does not necessarily get punished. What does this mean? This means a person has certain tzchusim. And the Gemara says, it's Gemara in Horius, that Kapel Amchis on the Pasuk in Egla Arufa, Kapel Amchis Ela Shepodiso Hashem, Melamed Shafilu Yotze Mitzrayim Tzrichim Kapara. What does that mean? Why Yotze Mitzrayim Tzrichim Kapara today? story is as follows. What's the inyan of saying Kaddish for a parent? The inyan of saying Kaddish for a parent is the story of Rabbi Kiva. A person appeared to Rabbi Kiva in a chalom. Said, you have to help me get out of Gehenna. What was? He was a ganev, he was a this, all sorts of things. And Rabbi Kiva said, did you leave over any children? He said, yeah, I have a son. Where did you live? In such and such a place. So what happened? Rabbi Kiva goes to such and such a place. And he said, was there a certain person? He said, yeah, he was a ganev, he was a lowlife, he was this. Did you leave over any children? Yeah, yeah, I have a son. What happened with the man? No one paid attention to him. Because his father was a ganev and everything. So Rabbi Kiva took him, took the son, and taught him. Taught him aleph bet, taught him how to daven. And then, to such a degree, he taught him how to daven. He went into shul and said, oh, and he said, Kaddish Omen Shein Rabba, and the man appeared to Rabbi Kiva in a dream that, okay, now he's freed from Din of Gehenna. Haftorah of Parshas Baloscho says as follows. Shvayareni Yeshua Kohen Gadol. He saw Yeshua Kohen Gadol and his clothes were dirty. So Malach tells Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Mata Todin is basic. You'll be the one who'll set up the whole structure of Klal Yisrael and Bayit Sheni. So the Gros Pshat was as follows. What does it mean you'll be a Mahalach Bein Ha'omdim Ha'ela? Who's a Mahalach? A human being's not a Mahalach. We're either going ahead or going back. No human being in his lifetime is any, has any. After 120 years, you're an old maid. No mitzvahs. But if you will set up the entire structure of Klal Yisrael and Bayit Sheni, and as a result of what you're doing, Klal Yisrael will have a spiritual basis, then you'll be Mahalach. Because in the Olam HaEmes, you're not only judged by what you did in this world, but also for all the consequences that you did. So as a result of what I did, someone does an Avera, I get punished. Result of what I did, someone does a mitzvah, I get a schar. Afilu yotzei mitzrayim, tzrichim kapara. That's when, before Moshe killed the Mitzri, what it says, v'yar ki ein ish, was Rashi saying, nothing's going to come out of him. That was totally evil. And he wasn't only killing him, he's killing him and his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, so-called adults. Normally, Bezin Shalmata doesn't do it. For some reason, Moshe Rabbeinu took that into a cheshbon. Kain Kidalhavil, what does it say? Kol Dumei Ochicha, Tzorokam Olaimen Ho'adoma. Was it Dumei Ochicha? Hevel's children. He killed not only Hevel, he killed Hevel's children and grandchildren and great-children. Never had. And all of that taken into a cheshbon. So a person has chusim and shemayim doesn't necessarily get punished for something. It has to be balanced against what happens over a few generations. Shnayim shlosh doros. And then we see what were the consequences of what he did in this world. But Khan, and here, no. Nifrom men alalt. Shenem otseisun um Hashem tzvokho zubol beis haganov beis habeis hanishba b'shmil ha'shok. Immediately. What do I do? You don't owe me money. I go and I claim, let's say I know you owe me 50. And I figured, okay, the guy doesn't want to take a shvuah. What am I going to do? I'll ask him for 1,000. maybe he'll swear true, or maybe he'll just walk away. No, so I have no right to do that. I have no right to force a person to take a shvum. I'm fooling Beis Din as if I have a claim. I'm fooling him that I have a claim. Or the one who swears the sheker. So there's a problem with the shvuos emes, and there's a problem with the shvuos sheker. The problem with the shvuos emes is the person's mashbia him. He knows he doesn't owe him money, but he's coming in with a whole claim, a sheker claim, in order to force him to swear. Or the person who swears falsely. Also, things that fire and water cannot destroy them. I mean stone. He says, I'm not going to swear. Potrino Samayat says Rashi. We'll get back to this. There's a very complex Rashi and Tosas on this. We don't give him a chance to change his mind. What this means, we'll get back to. In Loma Hareini Nishba, person says, I'm going to swear. Omrim Shem Omrim Lo Lezeh Suur No Me'al Ohole Ho'anoshim Harshoyim Ho'ele. Harshoyim, the Gemara will explain it. Who are these evil people? We all took the shul, we're all chayiv in the shul sina that we saw, we're all mushmav on the Har Sinai.
What's going to be in the future? Go mikra megillah minayim. Tamlo mekim of a kiblu. Now that's megillah, but applies to Hanukkah too. Kimu ma'ash kiblu. Kimu ma'ash kiblu kvar. My afibul shonen nemra. Okay. What does it mean, bul shonen nemra? Kidet nan elu nemra on becholoshim. Parsha sota v'nimaisa kriya shma tefillah v'birkas shemazon shuasa egel shuasa pikon. Apparently, you can take in any language you want. Gomer goes back. My time. What's the reason? Why is Shua Sheker and Shua Shov so serious? It was given by Sinai. Is it really mochama? What are the mitzvahs kalos? The gabe kapor and yom kippur kapor with tshuva. Etze v'lo tzase. Every etze lo chutz milo tziso chamuru zakrisis from Mrs. Beis Din lo tziso imohem. Because, so that I include among the chamuros. Okay. So, kitoni time b'chaver shabatora nemar v'nake. So it's an aver chamur, but a lot of aver chamur. Shabbos is an aver chamur. Arayis is an aver chamur. Yom Kippur is an aver chamur. So what's special about this? The whole world trembled. No. What does it mean? It's a steer mine obey. Okay, so that means the implication of this Gemara is Shua Shov and Shua Sheker. There's no kapora even with tshuva. Lo yanake. Under other circumstances where there would be vanake, what is the other circumstances where there would be vanake? What is that? Tshuva. Here tshuva doesn't help. take a look, and this is, we'll see. We'll see what Rishon do with this. It's his family. Other Averish don't look. That's by Moloch. But the Tanya Omerish Reb Shimon. Who chote mishpachto machotos? If he did an Avera, what if Avera did his family do? Lomoch enlcho mishpacha sheish for moches. Moches, that pine was a taxman who stole money. Shen kulomoch sheish for listen shen kulost. Why? Shmenei shemachapim olov. They cover up for him. When you cover up for an Avera, you get pulled into that Avera as well. Not allowed to cover up. You're supposed to snitch. That's what it says. Biggest Avera in the world. Hossam Bedina Acharina, Hocha Bedina today, says Rashi. What's he say? The Peronius Kala, Lo Peronius Habala. That means if you cover up for your brother, sister, uncle, aunt, cousin, whatever, who's a ganav, you don't get the same onus that he gets. You get a Kala, you get something Kal. But if you cover up for Shua Sheker, you get the same onus that he does. Everyone gets kares. Also, because we'll call mishpachos to be kares. Very Shabbat Torah from imenu. We come imenu mikol olam kulo. The entire world. Shinam all of the chishes. Ve'ema ado over lekula. He does all of these things. He's Shua Sheker with Sichas Nus. No. Don't talk to Siv. But nay, Eila, all of us, Shua by itself is enough. Where's your term called Olam? Law, or Siv, of course, Vishbachov, Vishbavon, Lamish Kosrova, Raymond Zebese. We're responsible. Well, that's when she gave you the Limchol, Salomachu. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Samachay. Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Samachay, tells us a story. When at the Chorban Bayis Rishon, Kadosh Baruch Hu told the Malach HaKabbalah, go out and put a red tuff on the forehead of all the Rishonim for Toeva, and a black tuff on the forehead of all the Tzaddikim for Torah. And you'll go, you'll kill the Rishoyim and spare the Tzaddikim. The Midas Hadin tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu it's not fair. It's the Midas Hadin, remember. What? What's the difference between them? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, what's the difference? These are Rishoyim Gemurim, these are Tzaddikim Gemurim. Midas Hadin answers HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no. Hoyev Limchotz V'no Mochu. They should have protested. They should have done something about it. Comes along, Kadosh Baruch Hu answers me to Sadin. I know they were so evil, nothing would have helped. So Midas Hadin turns to Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, you knew, they didn't know. Kadosh Baruch Hu answers, you're right. So what? Go and write the same tuff on everyone's forehead, and you begin with a tzaddikim. So here, you believe if they could have, and here, even there's nothing you could have done about it, still, you're going to be punished. Ben tzadik nishpach l'tzom da'amo. Hu b'shar averos b'dinei rishoyim v'mishpacha b'din chomo. Rishoyim da'amo b'din hakal. Tzadik da'ocha v'ocha p'tirit. Abishu hu rishoyim v'mishpacha k'dinei rishoyim da'amo b'din chomo. Tzadik da'ocha b'din kal. Okay. Now, what is this whole thing talking about? And if you take a look in the Rambam, again with the Rambam has a very straightforward mahalach. The Rambam here says like this, Perek Yud Aleph. He says, it's not a full kapala. The fikach tzorch adam liyisah. My avon zeh yotze mikol haveiros. Avon zeh min hachamuros kamo shebiyan beholz tshuv. Av pishan lo korbez lo misis bezin yesh bo chilo Hashem hamakudosh. Shu godol mikol ho avonos. Now here, he says, chilah tzchilo Hashem, and it is a chil of the Shem Hamakudosh. What is the Shem Hamakudosh? It's the Shem. Shu Godol Mikol Havonos. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says as follows. So you have an Aver Chamur number one, but you have Chilul Hashem. Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says as follows. Soyer hamishtaleach lefishu kapor al kol Yisrael kohen gadol mesvada olav aloshen kol Yisrael. Soyer hamishtaleach mechaper. What is it mechaper? Kol aver shabatoru hakal tzochamuros. Bein mereiz bein bishogi bein hodolo bein lo hodolo. Kol mitzkaper soyer hamishtaleach luhu sheotsa tshuva alvim lo otsa tshuva ein asoyer mechaper lo elo hakalos mahin hakal tzochamuros. Okay. But then he throws in a shuva machaperas al hakol. Shuva is machaper for everything. It's at somo shel yom akipu machaper and yom kippur is machaper. Yesh haver shem eskapim l'shaiton. Yesh haver shem eskapim el achazman. Ketzah. Adam al mitzvah saseh shein bo koris. Also tshuva. Tshuva is mechap. Ava mitzvah alotza shein bo koris. Lo mitzvah bez. Also tshuva. Tshuva and yom kippur mechap. Al mechap. Ava al krisis and mitzvah bez. And also tshuva. Tshuva yom kippurim. And yisurim. Agom el kapor. Lola miskapu lo kapar gemurat shivolo yisuri. Ba'me dvar ma'amurim b'shalol chilal as Hashem. B'shor sh'av al-machal as Hashem. Sh'osa tshuva v'gin yom kippo v'u omi b'shuvosu bolo yisurim. Miskapu lo kapar gemurat shivolos. Ela tshuva yom kippur yisurim shloshim tolu miso machaperes. Okay. What is Shua Shava Sheke? It's Chomer plus Chil Hashem. It's not Stam Chil Hashem, it's Shem HaMekudosh. What does that mean? It means Shem HaMeyuchad. Well, that's holy Shua what it means. But right now, the Rambam has told us the uniqueness of Shua, it's Chomer plus Chil Hashem. That requires tshuva, yom kippur, yisurim, plus misa. Okay. So the Rambam is relatively straightforward. You take a look in the other Rishonim, and this thing And somehow the Rambam paskins the Gemara in Shavuos. He doesn't seem to paskin the Gemara in Kedusha about Znus. Doesn't say anything about it. Let's see what the Ramban says. I think it's the Ramban. Chaver Shabbatorah. Labdav Chaver Shabbatorah. Elabar Mehanach Tassili Hocha Kamein Debrotseach V'gonu V'niuf Nami Nifroim Mikol Ha'olam. The entire world is threatened by Ritzicha, Kneva, and Niuf. I mean, it appeared to come in the Kedush. The Kedush, and you're smart, you're a marvel. The Chen, also. So that is the entire world. It's the Gemara. It's Medrash, excuse me. And Medrash says, what was the reason for what happened finally in the Dor HaMabul? So the pasuk says, "Ki hishchas kabos v'dark al haaretz mishkav zochar." Says no. When they wrote ksubis, they recognized it officially, legally. It was an accepted thing. It was formally part of the a normal marriage ceremony. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "The world's finished." Okay. So that means, he says, it has two things. Number one, you need Tshuva Yom Kippur and Yisurim. And that is number one. Number two, it affects the entire world. Chomai demarkin hochalo tzisi shuva shuva yume ala mishum itmen b'ro yinakim. Okay, so according to the Ramban, the fact that there's Ritzich in the world, there's Nus in the world, Niuf in the world, Gnev in the world, is something that threatens not only the Ganev, the Rotzeach, and the Noev, affects the entire world. See other Rishonim. So it's to say it, you don't care is not so simple. The Miri, Miri said something also interesting here. Going to the Rishonim here, it's first, it's the chamuros, even though there's no chayvei krisis. Shesha'ar averus yitaknu tshuva mikol v'kol. Zekotzebo lo yinakim v'atzomat sheyifru v'yeno shalchilu Hashem. Abi shebechol averus ksiv v'nakim lo yinakim perush v'nakim l'shov v'nakim l'sheinim shov. Shesomech v'dvar me'elu kol averus shebetor nembo v'nakim kan lo. Kol averus shebetor nefrom emenu kamishpachtum. The whole world is so people in the family who can prevent someone from doing an avera, the mechuyev. He says, he says like this, every Aveira, I can make a cheshbon, he will listen to me, he won't listen to me. To a Shavu, to a Sheker, even if I don't think he's going to listen to me, I have to make the effort because maybe he will listen to me. And the other Aveira is Davka, Motsu Shkesh, Biyodam Limchos Bavadai. Your family. He says, I don't know. His entire life, he can do mitzvahs to be mechaper. He says, what it means, two or three generations, doesn't mean in the old members, it means in this world, you'll see two generations, like three generations. It means during my lifetime. Okay. Now, if you take a look, the Shiltis has a very extreme shita. And the Shiltis says, and on the in Yisro, there is never ever it's la olam u omei olamim, this Aveira. Okay, now quotes the Ramban, the Ritva quotes the Ramban. So, what does this mean, Lamaisa? This means, Lamaisa, that according to the way Rishonim bring it, that according to the Rambam, the chumrah of this is that not only is it min averos hachamuros, it also involves chil Hashem. What's the chil Hashem? That, and the Rambam explains it in Mitzvah Saseh Zayin, that the ultimate standard of truth is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and if I'm a shaker, what do? I compare the shaker to the ultimate emes of the world, the Amitzus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if I deny the Amitzus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Chil Hashem. The Rambam defines it. The Ramban says something, and the Rambam doesn't talk about affecting the entire world. For some reason, he skips that part of the Gemara. And if you take a look in Iyum, what does the Rambam say? Rambam says, we're not talking about the entire world. We're talking about Klal Yisrael. So what does the Rambam say? Why? Because I'm an Aref. What does that mean? If I can do something to prevent it, I have to do everything in my power to prevent other people from doing. Now, in general, Klal Yisrael Aref and Zelaz. But he says, Ola Kichesh Ratzoach and Niuf. The special of these things, then I have to make sure that other Jews don't do that. And that is a mitzonem shal Yisrael, who, when we saw it, that means Klal Yisrael who do averus. Klal Yisrael arevim zebuzem. Now, one of the problems we have in this country is, of course, abortions rampant, snus is rampant, and is a very, very serious onus for it. And the Rambam seems to imply that it doesn't only apply to Shua Sheker, among others, applies also, he quotes Olo kichesh v'ratzoach v'gomer. That means including niuf. And the ramifications, the implications of this, it's olo kichesh. And the Gemara seems to apply it also to niuf. That means, and the Gemara here says that if a person does something that in some way contributes, but what is the Gemara talking about? A person doesn't know what he's doing getting Kedusha. Nice and b'chol yom. And as a result, she's an Eishes Ish, and people don't realize she's an Eishes Ish, etc. So the people here talking about a person who is directly responsible in contributing to the Aveira, that's one level. The other level our Gemara is talking is limchos, if you can do something to prevent it. And why do I have to do something to prevent it? Because I'm an orif. This is the Gemara. And okay, this is a very okay. Now, Tosus Hakim of Amash and Kibbul Kfar. Okay, we won't go into this, all the aspects of that. Now, what I want to do tomorrow is finish up, tie together all parts of the Sugya that we have. Tying together all parts of the Sugya we have is as follows. I made a point that because the Ol Ches B'Torah is because that the Torah is Shem Shmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch and Tefillin because it has a din of Torah and L'Chorah would apply also to Chumashim. When it's Chumash and when Chazal have a Chumash, they would have a separate Sefer Brachos, a separate Sefer Shmos, etc. And if you take a look, and this Ariel Katz was kind enough to find for me, in Ramban Emuna Bitochon, in Moshe Rav Kook, Daf Tov Yud Ches, he says that, why are you Nishba Mnekitas Chayfetz? Because the Kol HaTorah is Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says it black and white. Now people ask me, what about Bris Milah? I had all sorts of ways of getting out of it. Then David Ullman showed me, the Rabbeinu Bachai, Talmud of the Rashba, says that holding on to Bris Milah also is being Nishba B'Shem Hashem. Okay, so, and a real cat showed me that the Rambam in Tshuva says being Nishba with a Chumash is just as good as being Nishba with the entire Torah. My Rebbe Zichron of Rocha, in Yigris Grit, sometimes I have to be a little careful. You know, when I told it said in Yigris Grit, it said Kuntras Chaslavich. You have a lot of wonderful Chidushay Torah there. Reb Chaim was very inspired from it. He wrote it when he was 12 years old. If people want to know who he was, see what he wrote when he was 12 years old. Most people at 120 years old couldn't write anything. Okay. But he seems to say you need quite the entire Torah. He doesn't. According to him, it would apply to Mezuzah, which Ram seems to say no. He explains there the difference between Torah and Kisvei HaKodesh. He doesn't get into Tefillin and Mezuzah. But the fact that Rambam says in Nikitas Chayfi, but here, there he's talking about Nishma B'Torah, the Gemara with Dalai. He's not talking about Nikitas Chayfi. Nikitas Chayfi, Rambam says explicitly that you can use a Chumash. Apparently, according to what he says there, because later on in life when I told him also, he wasn't 100% convinced of it, but he was masupik whether to combine the two or not. In the end, he decided yes to combine the two, the Gemara and Nishba B'Torah and the Kitas Chayfetz. And if so, that would be what he said there, and he just agreed would be, if you combine the two, it would be contradicted by the Rambam and the Tshuva. Okay, but we'll tie everything together, Mezah Shambulineta, tomorrow. And then, afterwards, we have a very, 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 very difficult Tosis here, Olamatet Samad Aleph, Momaini Nishba Pochino Sumayad. It's a Tosis here, a Tosis Sanhedrin, Tosin Baba Basra, Tosin Baba Tzia. Okay, it's a very difficult Tosis, very difficult Rishon. Okay.